LeBron James says guns make black people feel hunted. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 25, 2020. While speaking to reporters following Monday night's win over the Portland Trail Blazers, Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James said that black people feel like they are being hunted right now. USA Today's LeBron Wire reports that James sat down after the game and reflected on the officer-involved shooting of Kenosha, Wisconsin's Jacob Blake. He talked about black people and law enforcement, and suggested that black people feel hunted right now. He talked of seeing black kids fear police in 2020, and related a story of how he feared police when he was a child. He talked about seeing a recent video of a kid hiding behind a truck when officers drove by, out of fear of police. And James said that he used to hide from the police too, as a kid, because he was scared of the officers. Some of his other comments were more gun-focused, with no mention of police. For example, Washington Post NBA writer Ben Golliver reported James saying, "I think firearms are a huge issue in America. I don't know how you clean that up. I'm not saying that I got all the answers, but guns are a huge issue in America. They're not used for just hunting, that a lot of people do for sport. For black people right now, we hear hunting, we think you're hunting us." On October 2, 2015, Breitbart News reported that James responded to the October 1, 2015, Umpqua Community College mass shooting by calling for gun control. Associated Press reporter Tom Withers quoted James saying, "There's no room for guns." Breitbart News reported that James again talked gun control days after the February 14, 2018, Parkland High shooting. And on March 26, 2018, Breitbart News reported that James tweeted support for March for Our Lives members who were making an impact. March for Our Lives is the gun control group founded by Parkland High School gun control activists following the February 2018 attack. On October 4, 2018, Breitbart News reported that James uses good guys with guns to keep his home and family safe. TMZ Sports reported that James has at least 10 armed security personnel, including off-duty police officers, guarding his home. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.